Well, I certainly welcome it, and it seems that particularly in the last couple of weeks, there seems to be a new focus on the issue of road deaths on our roads and serious accidents. And they've had to come up with something, and it's good. I welcome it. Anything that reduces deaths on the roads and keeps our roads safer, it has to be good. I just hope that it gets rolled out quickly. A lot of these projects, it takes a while to get them rolled out. So, if they're education programs, then the teachers are there. There's transition year classes. There's opportunities there for students to be taught about road safety and to be told about the dangers on our roads as well. So, look, it's a combination of everything. It is, as I keep saying, about the three E's: the education, the enforcement, and the engineering. And it's only when the three work together. I do see that there are, that Minister Ryan announced new detection cameras for detecting people who aren't wearing seatbelts, who break red lights, who are using phones in cars. And again, I know everybody will probably be giving out about it, but at the same time, if it saves one person from being injured or killed, then it's worth it. So the enforcement then, I suppose, and the engineering, we'll keep working on that, keeping our roads safer and reducing the speed limits, particularly on our local roads. Now, the one issue that I do have with that is actually that was supposed to be done. It was said last year that the speed on local roads was supposed to be reduced by June, and we had talked about the engineers and the local authorities having been working on that over the past few months, and now I see that's pushed out until the end of the year. So I really hope that happens quickly, because you cannot have one without the other two as well. So the combination of the three will hopefully ensure that we have safer roads.
Judging by what's been announced this morning, there seems to be a major focus on the likes of education and campaigns, with very little mentioned as it relates to the Gardaí, and in particular the Roads Policing Unit. We do know that even figures released yesterday by Road Safety Group Park further indicates that the Roads Policing Unit here in Sligo Leitrim has completely been decimated over the last few years. Is it concerning that there isn't a bigger emphasis on getting more Gardaí out in the roads in this announcement?
Yes. Yeah, it is. I definitely think, again, that it is the enforcement. And as I have been saying, that if you know that you're going to be breathalyzed, or if you're going to be pulled for speed, or for using your mobile phone or breaking the lights as well, that's going to be a deterrent as well. So yeah, definitely more roads policing. I do know that Commissioner Harris did say that every uniformed guard must do 30 minutes as part of their shift. And the thing is that they're doing that anyway as well. They're out and about. But I think there needs to be an emphasis on more of the roads policing. I think that we need to see more roads policing units just around, and more visibility. I think everybody would like just to see more visibility, because it gives people confidence as well to know that that there is a greater effort and emphasis on keeping our roads safe. So I know that they are saying that they're working on it, but we just need to get everything moving a lot quicker, because as I said, it's just such a serious issue now, and people are scratching their heads. But there are ways of solving this as well, and it mostly comes down to investment as well, investment in education programs, in the engineering, and investment in more roads policing units on our roads, and then I suppose enforcement as well, and when court cases arise and that people get their penalty points, and that they realise that you cannot drive a lethal weapon and not suffer the consequences if you don't abide by the rules of the road.